Hello everyone, it's Richard Lewis here again with another video, and sadly I'm going to be talking about another big company scamming people with skins, with everything relating to CSGO. And today we're going to be taking an in-depth look at Drake Moon. Now, I don't use any of these services, and my advice has always been don't use any of these services. They operate in a kind of gray market economy. I think, honestly, while I can see the appeal of skins, I think a lot of the stuff that's risen up around it just doesn't do anything positive for the scene. And we've slowly been climbing our way back in viewer numbers in CSGO and everything else. I honestly don't really think we need businesses like this. And it's good to see mainstream sports betting come to esports. I think that's going to be a much better way to spend your time than case openings and all of this nonsense. But Sam, obviously you're younger than me, you're cooler, you're hipper,
right?
That's what I'm told by you mostly. Why don't you tell us what Drake Moon is?
Well, actually, I rarely ever use these sites, but what I think they are is basically you can create custom cases or you can just open regular cases, and then that opens to a corresponding value on the site. Basically the same thing we talked about Foot Galaxy. They moved everything from Valve to there.
Yeah, that's pretty much right. Yeah, and you'll open different types of cases, and different types of cases have a different type of percentage. You're getting a certain type of skin, and then you basically cash out if you want on their site and withdraw the skins. Now, Drake Moon is everywhere. I mean, you know, big YouTubers promote this service. They have advertisements on big esports websites. They're well known. I mean, they're certainly one of the most well-known companies that do this kind of service in the space, with others falling by the wayside or being exposed as scams. Drake Moon has kind of been pushed into prominence. Now, I did talk to a bunch of YouTubers about this, and I won't name names because, unfortunately, they don't want to go on the record for a variety of reasons. And this might be because they don't want to be isolated by the YouTube community, or they took money from Drake Moon and they don't want that potential revenue stream to dry up. So we spoke to a few of them. You won't even believe this, Sam. So to make one video, if you are a top level CS YouTuber, to make one video promoting Drake Moon, how much do you think you're going to get?
$500.
Nah, mate. Way up.
$2,000.
Way up.
$10,000.
Let me try and put this in perspective for you, right, Sam. They have been offering top-level Counter-Strike YouTubers with followings of about 100,000 plus $75,000
fucking hell
per video. That's the bottom. That was the lowest I got told by any YouTuber I spoke to. When some YouTubers didn't want to do the video or didn't believe the money would turn up, they increased the price. $150,000 one YouTuber was offered to make a single promotional video for Drake Moon. Now, again, I can't show you the evidence of this. It is anecdotal, shall we say. It's testimony. But I certainly trust the YouTuber. The YouTuber showed me evidence of this, and you know, I'm amazed. I couldn't believe it that these are the kind of scales that we're talking about. Now, that right there tells me that, first of all, this company must be making a huge profit, but second of all, that this company is probably up to something a bit nefarious, because otherwise, why would you need to pay above and beyond the going rate like that? Those are insane levels. And to all the people who say, oh, why do people promote Drake Moon? There's your answer, okay? They're paying crazy amounts of money. Now, anyway, let's get into what Drake Moon does wrong. And at the start here, before we get into it, I got to thank two people who really went out of their way to kind of collate all of this and send it to us. And that's Bone Gaming YT on Twitter, at Bone Gaming YT, and at Raccoon Eggs. They really went above and beyond showing the many kind of wrongs that Drake Moon go into, and some of the examples we're going to show you comes from them. But just before we get into that, let me just show you how frequently people are complaining about Drake Moon being a scam. Now, one YouTuber who has promoted Drake Moon, I believe, is Sparkles. And we found this Facebook post. This was in September 2016. And again, if you just type Drake Moon scam into Google, you'll find lots of people complaining about this. So you can see immediately on the surface there's something untoward. And you can see this is Afan Khan. Drake Moon website is a scam. Sparkles, great job, mate. Your sponsors just scam me. I want a Karambit Tiger Tooth FN. And when I withdraw, they said admin approval will take 30 minutes. It's over an hour now. Can't see the item anymore in the winning section of the website. Neither I have received any kind of trade offer yet. Neither is their support system working. I did invest $150 over there. So yeah, good job, Drake Moon. But I won't let it like this. I'll make sure you guys get shut down. This is my Steam profile. So I don't think Afan Khan actually succeeded in getting them shut down. Good try, Afan. Maybe next time, yeah. But you can see in the responses, I can't withdraw either two of my knives. And it says the items are not available. And if you click on that screenshot, you can see there somebody posted this screenshot basically showing, yeah, that they're grayed out. They're available. Another person says, I got beat as well. Now the site is down. The site was temporarily down in December. I'm guessing due to either changes or just heavy use. Another person here says, they are scammers. I added $70 and bought a Pika case because they do like weird themed cases, like Pokemon themed cases and stuff.
Sure, there's no problem there legally.
No, it's like Alco Pops, isn't it? Like, come on, or cigarettes, you know? Menthol Moose likes, you know, like, it's totally fine, no
Mickey
problem.
Mickey Mouse likes smoking kids.
Yeah, Mickey Mouse there with a fucking tracheotomy, like, it's great! You know what I mean? Like, anyway. So you can see, I opened a pink case, I got a bad knife, but I just accepted it because you can always lose by gambling. And then I couldn't withdraw my knife. The item doesn't exist in stock. You shouldn't be allowed to win something that they don't have. You can see another one saying two bro and another grayed out knife. So we get loads of messages. I say this all the time. The thing about making videos like this is everybody hits me up and says, oh my God, I've been scammed in this one individual case. And it's like, a lot of the time it is their own fault. That doesn't mean I don't sympathize, but I can't really do anything about it. But when I hear a company's name repeating over and over and over again systematically, I know there's something wrong there, because what are the odds of one company just having, you know, such a bad website that it just, oh, these mistakes just occur. This is obviously part of the function of Drake Moon. Now, one individual did get in touch with me and showed me a very detailed conversation. So I'm just going to give you an anatomy of what it looks like when you get fucked over by Drake Moon. This is what it looks like. So this chap sent me his Twitter conversation with support. And you can see from the first instance, this is in January this year, I tried to withdraw my money, my skins from the inventory. And it's completely insane how you would do this, you know. And then Drake Moon say, oh, thank you for being so patient. I even didn't have a chance to look at your case. And again, it's this magical number of $100 plus of PayPal money that was turned into thousands of dollars worth of skins. And then they just vanish. And this individual kept DMing them. And there was no response. And then there was more DMs. And then eventually they said, can you send your affiliate codes? We can check your history. They did that. Which items are missing? So then they, and this is by January the 4th now that they've got round. It took them 3 days to even ask, oh, what's missing? You know, you took my Dragon Lore and Medusa and balance as I was waiting for you to respond. And then they said your Orc Medusa factory new is sold. And they're saying, well, that's completely false. And certainly, as you see, as we go further into the conversation, you can see Orp Dragon Lore field tested, also sold, and they're like, that's not true, and there is no evidence, you know, of this transaction having occurred, being provided by Drake Moon. And then they just go into ignoring them. And then what's interesting about this is by January the 10th, here's the thing: if you were saying that the person was trying to scam the company, if this individual was trying to scam Drake Moon, and that they'd sold their items, and then why would you then offer a refund? And Drake Moon turn around and say, I can and will only refund any deposit after you unbox those. And there we are. So, again, no reply. I don't even think he got the $5 refunded. So this is where it gets interesting. We got a screenshot here of the winnings, that this is what he'd accumulated with the money and that they were claiming was all sold. And you can see these are some pretty, you know, choice skins. You can see we've got a Medusa in there, a Dragon Lore in there, field tested, rated at $845. You know, knives worth $210, $256. There's some decent skins here, and that value obviously is like, well, fuck it, now's the time to cash out, get it in my inventory. And he was prevented from doing so. So what this chap decided to do was he decided to make a YouTube video. And the YouTube video was taken down, and it was taken down by a DMCA, by ExorFan Trading Limited. Now, ExorFan Trading Limited, it's not quite as catchy as Drake Moon, but I think we can safely glean that it's the parent company. And the reason for that is, actually, I'll bring this up for you, Sam. Sorry, I forgot to include this link. But if you go to the terms of service of Drake Moon, it says it there in black and white, quite, you know, openly right at the start. It says this: the service provider, the website, is owned and operated by ExorFan Trading Limited. So we had a look at this, and indeed it goes on to say that this site, the terms and conditions, are governed by the laws of Cyprus. And if you take a look at ExorFan, which we did, sorry, I've got a few windows open here because there's multiple other companies that all go to the same address. If you have a look at ExorFan here, this is the Cypriot registered companies database. ExorFan Trading Limited is in there. It's been a limited company. It was registered on the 13th of January, 2016. It's got its address on there. But when you look at the directors and secretaries, what's interesting is there's just one name, and that's Carolina, Oikonomidoi Castellane. And the secretary is Centamon Management Limited. Now, they have multiple other companies that all relate to Centamon Management Limited. And it's very strange because I can't find any details about this individual, this Carolina character, anywhere. I had a Cypriot friend look at this. They couldn't find anything either, just in case it was, you know, a translation issue. And we were kind of left scratching our heads. Meanwhile, you know, the same address is used by other companies like Tom Bonari Investments Limited and all this other stuff. So that's a strange setup right there. That's multiple businesses and investment companies and management companies all pertaining to the same address with only one named director across all of them. I've looked at multiple businesses, multiple scam businesses, multiple shell companies over the course of investigating this kind of thing. And certainly this looks like it's set up in a similar fashion. And of course, obviously, there's multiple legal reasons why this company is probably based in Cyprus. Although I was told at one point there was a chap from Costa Rica as well involved. Now, Costa Rica, another country that has its own, how should we say, benefits. So that's generally the anatomy of the scam. So to summarize, before we get into some more specifics, user takes some PayPal money, cashes in, opens some boxes, gets some very valuable looking skins, tries to withdraw them, but they are grayed out either for a long duration or entirely. They can never cash out. They contact support. Support blows smoke up their ass and either says, go fuck yourself, or they offer them a little piecemeal thing. Bottom line is, large amounts of people never get to withdraw the skins. And going back to some of the stuff we were given by Bone Gaming YT and Raccoon Eggs, here's just an example of that. Another example, and this is, again, what it looks like, the inability to withdraw items, even, you know, sometimes shitty items. You can see when you attempt to take anything out, You will get some items are not available. This is the recurring glitch. Some items are not available. It comes up in the bottom corner in red, and you can't withdraw anything. So it's not some items. It's all items. And then you can see there was a YouTube video that was created here, which, again, this one wasn't taken down because it's never been made public, but it's only 37 seconds long, so we will show you what Raccoon Eggs recorded for us here.
Okay, so I'm on time.is right now. It is December 8th. I've just won 4 Safari Meshes off of Drake Moon, and let's try to withdraw them. And looks like we get an error saying some items are not available down here. So I'm going to try again tomorrow, and we're going to see how long it takes to withdraw these. Alright, so now it's December 11th, 3 days later. Let's see if we can withdraw these yet. Nope, still not available. Alright, it's December 17th. Let's see if I can withdraw these yet. Yeah, no, still the same error. Some items are not available.
So that's what the mechanical error looks like on the website. And again, this has persisted for days. And these aren't even high-level skins he's trying it with. Obviously, these individuals became very suspicious about the nature of Drake Moon. So they didn't want to keep pumping money into it because they know firsthand and from talking to other people, they weren't able to withdraw. Now, they've said, they told me in correspondence that they talked with some legal advisors. I can't vouch for the veracity of this, but they said they spoke with some legal advisors who said that the laws state you must always be able to cover withdrawals on demand. There can't be a restock time in accordance to the law. This is the same for casinos. If you have to cover currency on the floor of a casino, so now I don't know what the specific laws of Cyprus are. I can only assume that they spoke to lawyers with knowledge of that particular reason, but that does make sense to me. And it also makes sense that this is why it's happening. You will get your skins eventually just as soon as they're there. They need to be constantly restocking and getting them from other places. And in the meantime, if you've got some and you want to withdraw, go fuck yourself. I mean, that's just how it works. They're completely untouchable. People can't do anything about it. Once you've put the money in, they've got it and they're laughing all the way to the bank. Now, the next problem that we had with Drake Moon was that their support system itself is a joke. And you saw some interactions there through Twitter DMs, which is a very unprofessional way to conduct your business, in my opinion. It's something that would, again, set alarm bells ringing. But you can see Drake Moon support system here is just automated and doesn't actually achieve anything. So they tested this out. This again is Raccoon Eggs, and they sent a support that said, "Your mom gay." I mean, you know, very mature, buddy. But the point is that obviously you would immediately reject that. They received an automated email saying, "Thank you for your email. Please send us more information about your problem." And then after that, they played along because they wanted to withdraw that 3-cent case that was so vitally important. And the conversation was almost like a bot, and it had pre-written responses. So even though they were talking, it was just that it would go around in circles and they would arrive at the solution just being, "Let's try again." And they would just keep going round and round and round. And here's the email chain that they had, where you can see this. "Thank you for your email. Please send us more information about your mom gay." Right, so we could solve it. And it's like, "I can't withdraw my 3-cent case. What error do you get? Item is out of stock. Item is in stock. Please try again. It is still out of stock, kiddo. It is in stock. What error do you get now? Same error. Item is out of stock. Please try again. It is available now. Please try again." And this infuriating circular customer service, which doesn't get you any closer to resolving the issue. So their support system is woefully, woefully ill-equipped. I mean, even if you did everything automated, you know, to try and cut down on manpower, for certain situations there would have to be an escalations process that just isn't there. And also as well, when you submit a support ticket, sometimes you just can't click submit. Like, you put in the information, and it just lasts for hours at a time. So, again, if you have a genuine problem and you want to put your faith in the robotic support system, sometimes it just won't even let you submit a ticket. Now, another thing that Drake Moon do, which I think we would agree is unethical and is very, very dubious, especially if you want to operate as a legal and respectable gambling operation, is you got to let people withdraw. You know, it would be like if I said, hey, you can come into this casino and the drinks are free and you can get your chips over there and play. And then we locked the doors and we didn't let you leave until we'd got all of your money out of your pockets and any winnings that you'd got. This casino will be shut down. Obviously, there are laws against such things. And if that seems an extreme example, well, let me show you. They're not quite doing anything as extreme as that, but it's not far off. What they do is they put up a big pop-up when you win an item, and it has two large buttons, and the large buttons are sell, which is you sell back to the website for an amount of money that they determine to be worthwhile, or try again, which means you open another box. The only way you can't open another box is if you click a tiny little X to close the window, and there's no indication as to what that X does. And again, I'll let you bring this up, Sam. But you can see there's absolutely no indication whatsoever what that X would do. And obviously, if you just want a skin, you might be a little bit afraid. Like, oh, fuck, what if I click the X? What if I don't get my skin? What happens then? So it's got to be absolutely clear that you don't need to sell the skin back to the casino. You don't need to try again and open it in the box. You can, in fact, just keep it, cash it out, do whatever you want with it. You want it. That's how it's supposed to be. Now, on top of that as well, what Drake Moon does, Drake Moon encourages you to sell the skins back and not take them out, and not withdraw them, by offering these hugely inflated prices that don't reflect the market at all. And it's kind of like, you know, sure, it's a fool's economy, because on the one hand, you can have 411, say, for example, real dollars, right? And I can take that and I can sell that skin or do whatever I want to do with it, or use it to buy Steam games, you know, if I sell it on the market, whatever I want to do. Or instead, I can take the house money and never cash out the skin. But on a long enough time scale, obviously you're going to lose. You're going to lose that money. So it's not what it's worth. And there's some examples of this. And you can see here, you know, if you play and you win a certain skin, this is a field-tested Orc Medusa here, you can see on OP skins, it's valued at $411. But Drake Moon will let you sell it back to them for $620 worth of betting chips in their virtual casino. Here's another example. This time it's a Dragon Lore. And again, the field-tested Dragon Lore values at about $620, but you can sell it for $845. And this is the case across multiple skins. So that is in itself a way to try and encourage you to keep betting, keep playing, never cash out, keep going and going and going until you lose it all. And of course, that is in itself very unethical. If I'd be amazed if that wasn't illegal, if you were running a authorized and lawful casino. I would be very surprised by that, but it's not my area of expertise, so I will not pass comment. Now, just to come back to the other thing we were talking about, which is these Pokemon-themed cases. They use lots of really, you know, bright, vibrant colors, you know, Pokemon-themed kind of characters. I have no idea about whether or not they've got the right to use this kind of stuff. But certainly I will say, you know, as we saw in the Nepenthes case and other gambling cases that we've kind of talked about on this channel, the issue is when you entice children to gamble, and in the same way that you couldn't market cigarettes or alcohol in a way that would be considered to encourage children to use them, it's the same for gambling. And this is very concerning because it kind of normalizes, you know, hardcore gambling, if you like. I think we've seen from everything that's come down in the aftermath of the skins gambling debacle, this will not be tolerated. It will not be tolerated by courts. This is a surefire way to get yourself in a lot of fucking trouble. So that's definitely worth highlighting just once more, because that is one of the things that the judges, the lawyers, everybody's talked about, all these journalists that have been writing about it. It's the, you know, horror of kids actually gambling and potentially getting into debt. So yeah, if you ask me, I think Drake Moon are definitely up to no good. I think we can safely say there's enough evidence out there to suggest that Drake Moon are definitely engaged in nefarious practices. I think I feel comfortable saying that they are scamming people. These people that I've talked to have been waiting months to get skins and just haven't had any joy whatsoever from interactions with the support with Drake Moon themselves. Some people telling me they try and message Drake Moon and they get blocked. Now, again, just to give them another shout out, obviously Bonesaw and Raccoon Eggs sent us lots of examples of other people having the same thing. And we're just going to go through this Imgur album. You can see yourself, you know. These are people unable to withdraw items. Unable to withdraw items. You go on Facebook, people say to Drake Moon, I can't withdraw my winnings, which I paid for. And no, you won't force me to sell it to your website. Nice strategy. And Drake Moon are like, spamming us over and over won't help to solve this issue. People are withdrawing a lot. That's why we don't have some items. It's only temporary. Please be more patient. It should work soon. Well, as you can see, people are waiting days, weeks, months, and not getting it. And Drake Moon said they refresh their bots every day. So simply keep trying to withdraw from time to time. That's obviously not a good enough answer. If you win something, you should be able to get it straight away. You can see as well, you know, spamming us over and over again won't help solve the issue. They're spamming that response to people, ironically. People, again, today I unboxed a Dragon Lore field tested, and I can't withdraw it. I contacted Drake Moon support, and they told me the same stuff that you said in the video that was over at Bonesaw Gaming. I had to sell it and later unbox the Howland stuff. Hope we can get in contact and work together because I want to expose these assholes. Images of people being blocked, images of people getting told, you know, that it's going to be fine. Just keep trying. People ignoring them. So it's pretty, it's a big old mess. And this right now is the biggest site out there. They're paying YouTubers a fuck ton of money to basically lure you in to start gambling. And once you're in, they're never going to let you leave. You're never going to get out with anything good. And I'm sure there might be one or two examples of people who managed to get a Dragon Lore out of there or whatever. The vast majority of you, though, are going to get locked into this cycle of misery. We're going to dig more into this Exor fan company and try and find out a bit more about them. I'm certainly going to try and contact Cypriot authorities and see what they have to say about this, because I'm pretty sure these kind of practices aren't lawful, definitely unethical. I'd like to know what Cyprus has to say about this themselves. But in the meantime, as always, be smart. Don't give these people your money. It doesn't matter how fucking shiny and cute the boxes are. It doesn't matter how much you think you're going to win. These people are looking to fuck you. And eventually, when they get caught out, when enough people realize it's a scam, they're going to take their money and disappear. And you're going to be left wondering what the fuck happened again. So there you have it. That was this video. Thanks a lot for watching. We'll catch you on the next one.